Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
520,000
of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines that focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Head fact of the day, 571 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's a big drop from last week, Tuesday. It's 1,000 fewer cases. But remember, it can still spike up at any moment. So please, Lagos, take your precautions. Huh? Don't go out unless you cannot avoid going out. And when you do go out, do what I do and wear your mask. Maintain your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. And make sure that you're keeping yourself and each other safe. Second hard fact of the day, you need to sign up for the Glass Ceiling Convention. Have you registered to attend? Just log on now. Bring out your phone. If you're a woman, bring out your phone and type in www.nigeriainfo.fm. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Scroll down, you see a picture of me and a bunch of other serious looking women. Click on that picture and go ahead and register to attend. The Glass Ceiling is about to have its first ever annual conference. It's happening on March 7th. That's the Sunday before International Women's Day. That's next week, Sunday, actually. And this year, we're going to be talking about concrete steps that women can take to claim full political power in Nigeria. We're always talking about how women should stop asking. Stop asking. Take it. We're ready to take it. Because, I mean, we're half the population, right? Half of the country is made up of women. So by right, half the people with political power should be women. So half the senators, half the reps, half the governors, half the councillor, half the time, the president should be a woman. But that's not what we have here. So what we're doing at this event on Sunday, it's a virtual event. You attend if you have Zoom. If you don't have Zoom, tell someone to set it up for you so you can be at that event, because we want the market women there. I know market women are listening to me. We want the wives of our keke drivers to attend this event, because those are the kind of women who are grassroots people. They're the ones who go out to go and get out the votes for men. So why not, you know, organize and get it out for ourselves, huh? So we'll try to get in there, figure out the steps that we can take to change the situation where men are everywhere. You know, let's get some women in the rooms. Huh? Nigeria Info is partnering with the Canadian High Commission to bring you this event. The UK High Commission is also an official partner, as well as the US Consulate General. Yaga Africa is also one of our partners. And we have a great panel. We have a phenomenal keynote speaker. Nse Ofot, that's her name. She's joining us from the USA. She's the head of the New Georgia Project. And I told you yesterday that they're one of the groups that flipped Georgia from Republican to Democrat in the last election. So she's a real political general. She'll be sharing her insights, and hopefully we'll look at ways that we can domesticate what we learn from her on Sunday, next week's Sunday. So make it a date. Get online, www.nigeriainfo.fm. Register to attend and keep listening to Hard Facts. We've got the most accurate information on anything at all. Let's start with the big three and talk about Lagos State Government sealing some water factories. Then let's talk about the state government also planning to impound trucks parked illegally on Apapa roads. And then let's talk about FRSC planning to impound all quote-unquote rickety vehicles. Today is Wednesday. We're bringing you the Glass Ceiling as always. We'll talk about childcare. Is it the primary responsibility of fathers, mothers, or both? Childcare. Is it the primary responsibility of fathers, mothers, or both? This is an offshoot from our conversation about domestic work. Now, we're going to focus on raising and taking care of children because that aspect kept coming up in the conversation we had for 2 weeks. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about clearing goods from Apapa Port. We've heard some horror stories in the past. And now we're going to talk to somebody who has first-hand experience. He is the managing director of the Abia State Marketing and Quality Management Agency. His name is Sam Hart. He recently had a very interesting experience at the port, and he's going to be telling us about that. He's also going to be telling us about the business opportunities that are opening up in Abia State and how Lagosians can plug in. So look out for that conversation coming your way at 5. News updates are coming your way at the top of every hour. Listen to every minute if you want to be the one who wins 10,000 naira on today's Just a Minute. But let's get started with the big three, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Stay right here on the big three on 99.3 Alteria Info. This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts
on 99.3 Alteria Info.
Have so many water factories not met health and safety standards? Why have so many health factories not met health and safety standards? And why have parked trucks been allowed to block Apapa roads before now? Is FRSC's directive against rickety cars enforceable? Is it even fair? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is the crackdown on unsanitary water factories here in Lagos. The state government is doing an inspection exercise through the Lagos State Water Regulatory Commission, LSWRC. Basically, they're checking out every water bottling plant and every sachet water plant to make sure that they're complying with what they call good manufacturing practice. And already, LSWRC is saying that they've had to seal off some factories. Here's what Funke Adekboju had to say. She's the executive director of LSWRC. She said, the condition in some of these factories was, quote, not only disheartening, but frightening, end quote. And really, I have to agree. I'm sure you've seen some of the videos and pictures that I've seen. We've seen people using their bathroom as a pure water factory. We've seen people use water pumps that are out in the open. We've seen people package water that hasn't been boiled or treated in any way. So there's obviously a big problem here, a widespread problem. And the big question is why? Why are so many water manufacturers so quick to disobey the health and safety standards? And then at the same time, there's the issue of enforcement. So you have LSWRC going around right now, spotting these offending factories, sealing them. But the question that a lot of Lagosians are asking is, where was LSWRC between the time these factories opened and now? Because by right, nobody should be able to open a water factory without making LSWRC aware, without registering with them, without inviting them for inspection. After that initial inspection, the water regulator now gives an approval. But that approval isn't permanent. They're supposed to keep coming back to check on the facilities. These checks should be routine. They shouldn't need a special inspection exercise. Inspection should be an inbuilt weekly or daily activity for the LSWRC, the Lagos State Water Regulatory Commission. That's what they exist to do. So if you have all these water factories that LSWRC only just discovered are not following the rules, it means one of three things. It means that either A, LSWRC approved them without checking, Or B, they check them before approval, but they haven't checked them since they approved them. Or C, these guys were operating without approval and LSWRC wasn't aware until now. And none of these options sound particularly good. But the most excusable one is option C. That one is a question of surveillance, and LSWRC has said that they need help from the public. They need the public to let them know when a new water factory opens in their area so that they can verify that they registered. Apparently, they don't have the capacity to monitor every corner of Lagos at once. Now, I want to know what you think about this situation. First of all, have you seen some of these substandard water factories? 0700-993-993-993. Have you seen them online or in person? Why do you think so many Nigerians are willing to endanger other people's health and lives by bottling water in on sanitary conditions? Because the Nigerians that are doing this thing are you. Now, you, where they listen to me. Now, you, where they're about to call me now. That one is not government that is doing it. It's you, businesswoman, businessman. Why are you so willing to endanger other people's health, other people's lives, by bottling and packaging water in unsanitary conditions? And what do you think of LSWRC's inspection exercise? What do you think they can do to be more effective? Joel is in Ikpaja. Hello, Joel. Thanks for calling us. Good afternoon.
My name is Joel. I'm calling from Ikpaja.
Welcome, Joel.
Please, I want to be very brief and very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Please, the rickety, banning of the rickety cars or vehicles they are talking about, does that include the Lagos downfall buses?
Well, if you wait until we get to the story, then you'll find out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joel, for calling us. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Don't forget, there's a number for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Anthony Napapa, welcome.
Hi, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yes, I'm calling from Apapa.
Welcome. Go ahead.
You see, what I feel is this thing they are doing now is what they've neglected from the onset. You know, I have, for instance, you can get a driver's license without even having a car, or even holding a steering of a car. It's possible in Nigeria, you get that.
Okay.
Now, same thing, I have a cousin, Obalinde, sometimes years ago, they will have NAFDAC number on nylon, sell it to different people. You can go to NAFDAC office, get approval for just a name, just that number.
Mm.
You can use that number, put it in different, and sell that same distance to different people that come. For instance, if it's Joy Onyemuwa now, you can have Joy Onyemuwa in Obalinde, you can have John Onyemuwa in Alabado.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, there's some people just go out and get a registration for Status Water and now start selling that registration out. I think I know that one firsthand.
Wow.
I was doing it. Yes, just get those things and start selling those names, that name, sell it to different without even knowing how to do anything like to package what else. Just get the same thing with driver's license. You know, you can, even before you got yours, I'm sure maybe you've not even gotten a car there. You just get your driver's license, and whenever you have a car, fine. So people just get that thing, just valid identification, those driver's license.
Mm.
Same thing. Yes.
But something like for food and drink, Anthony. Anthony, thank you for calling. Let's talk to Grace. Grace is at Satellite Town. Okay. Hello, Grace. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Grace. Welcome.
What happened? I want to confirm that what is the new cases?
What is the what?
COVID-19. The new cases in Lagos.
I don't have that number in front of me, but I can look it up and let you know.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
Mr. David.
Mr. David, welcome.
I'm calling from Hello Talk.
Okay, good to have you on the show.
You are saying it is able that you people can help when you go to Ijebarat at Obalete, Ijebarat, very dirty barat, there is somebody that is producing the bottled water.
Pure water there.
The pure water there. Which they will use at the last number. They will put it as a number. Number. It is not approved something. And when you see some water there, you will see some water, you see there's some kind of particles there. Which is not good. So if it is happened that they can monitor that area.
Where did you say it was again? Mention it again?
I say Ije Barracks.
All right, Ije Barracks. Okay, the good thing is that government listens to Nigeria Info, so I'm sure that they will be visiting that place very, very soon. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Dehe Akibo, calling from Joe.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's quite unfortunate. It reminds me of an interview, the former chairman of National Food and Drug and Administration and Control, Professor Dora Akuili, granted in national television. On that program, she was virtually in tears. And what was the cause? She said they gave license to some pure water producers. And after some months, they went back on routine check. And what he found after testing the products they have was not good enough for animals, not to talk of human beings.
Wow.
She was virtually in tears, you know, condemning such acts. So I think the way out is to have a regular check, if it has to be weekly or monthly, because these people will stop at nothing to just fall in the name of money-making. It's very sad. It's sad. It's a thing that is happening. I think that constant check is the only thing that can stop them. And whoever has been found to produce lower than the initial product that were tested, they should withdraw their license. It's very sad. Thank you and have a lovely day.
Thank you very much for calling. Have a lovely day yourself. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host. And our first story is the crackdown on unsanitary water factories here in Lagos. The state government is doing an inspection exercise through LSWRC, the Lagos State Water Regulatory Commission. They're checking out every water bottling plant, every sachet water plant, to make sure that they're complying with what they call good manufacturing practice. And already they have sealed off some factories. Funke Adekpoju, the executive director of LSWRC, said that the condition in some of those factories were not only disheartening, but frightening. And I'm asking what you think has, led to a situation such as this one. Have you seen some of these substandard water factories? Have you seen them online? Have you seen them in person? Why do you think so many Nigerians are willing to endanger the health of people, the lives of people, by packaging water like this, bottling water like this in unsanitary conditions? And what do you think of the inspection exercise that LSWRC is doing? What do you think they can do to be more effective? Because you've heard the different calls, the different opinions that we've heard on this subject already. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. 01465-7190. It's 22 minutes past 3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. The water that you are buying in traffic, is it safe? Is it clean? Let's talk to Olaide. Hello, Olaide. Thank you for calling us. Olaide, hello. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to have you on the show.
Yes, I just want to contribute to what you are saying.
Yes,
I think the regulatory authority themselves are the problem.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? Most of them do not take necessary precautions taking care, I mean, getting into the into those factories to check. All they are after is money. When they are coming to your factory to do an inspection, they are all after money. And because they just go, the people just package money and give them. Once they give them money, they just turn back and go. Lagos State Water Board, or I can't really remember the name you call it now, they are going on check. I think that's a new development. If they can check and truly check, make these people. And most people packaging those water themselves. It is their level. Some of them don't, they don't even know what we call clean water, so to say. It is what they drink in the house. Some of them take water from their toilet to drink.
Madam, oh God, no. Water from their toilet, Joma.
Yes, they just open tap. Now they drink. That's what of people that take clean water to drink. What do you call that? Now people taking stream water to drink now. They just take water from anywhere. They will say they kill African.
I beg. Hey,
but that's what they say. They say they kill African man. That's what they say. And they will drink. So what do you expect such people to package? When they are looking for money here and there. So when those people come, they don't even check the necessary things to check. And they just give them money and they just go. They just go back. So I think Nigerians should get themselves water. Get borehole and boil your water and drink. Because the government themselves are not helping issue. You know, blessed memory of Dora. After Dora had left that place, nothing is happening again. Everybody's after money. That is just it.
All righty, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
It's Dima from Ikeja.
Welcome, Dima.
Okay, the last call I just took the word off my mouth because the issue is that even the people that they have mandated to go and check those people themselves should also be checked. Because there's nothing spontaneous about them going there. Even they know all the people, before they even issue them, they will tell them, hey, we are coming. And it's just because about the money, they will just give them money. I've been in a place once they want to make money, they will tell us that they are coming for inspection.
Okay.
Their inspection ends at the MD's office.
Wow.
They don't even come inside. They don't come inside. Once they issue them with that money, they just go. They will go. You can just take the issue of the day. There was a day you were doing one program about all these people that we call the labor. Based on what they are doing to them at their workplace. The labors will come, but they will go to the MD. There will not be one single interview of the people that have reported. Once they collect the money, they leave. It's just about the money. So the woman that is talking should also check the paper that she's sending to those places. The thing is that the corruption has taken over everywhere. That is the issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dima, for calling. And the interesting thing is that these people are Nigerians like you and me. You understand what I mean? Like, they're not politicians. They're you. They're Mama Nkechi. They're Mama Olaide. They're Mama Kehinde and Taiwo. You know, they're Mama Odera. They're Mama Fisayo. Eh? Mama Tokumbo. Mama, you get the point. You know, and Papa too, because there are men in the business as well. You know, so there's Papa Dare and there's Papa Taye. Yeah? And here we are. Here we are. Nigerians like you and I. Knowing the right thing to do, refusing to do it. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, 3:31 at the moment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Unhealthy water factories are not the only things that the government wants to crack down on. The Lagos State government also wants to go after trucks. that block Apapa roads. That's one of the reasons that the port is congested. And that's why it takes so long to clear the goods. We're going to be talking about this some more on Balogun and Broad at 5 p.m. today. My guest will be Sam Hart of the Abia State Government, who just had to clear some goods at the Apapa port himself. So this is the new plan. From Saturday, the electronic call-up system is supposed to start working at the ports. We've been talking about this for a while, right? This electronic call-up for years. We've talked about it. And it seems that now they're gonna get it to work again. Now, the way it's supposed to work is if your truck wants to operate at the port that day, you drive it to one of the legal parking structures. When you get there, they register you on the call-up system and you wait. Meanwhile, the operators at the port are also on the call-up system. So when they need a truck to pick up a container, they make the request on the call-up system. And the call-up system sends an alert to the next truck in the queue because now first come, first served. That's how it's supposed to work. That's for pickups. Now, for drop-offs, you drive your truck with the container to the parking structure, sign up, and wait. Your container is matched to whoever is meant to pick up inside the port facility. When they are ready, they'll use the call-up system to bring you in. Now, the way call-up is meant to work is, without that notification, you, the truck driver, cannot access the ports. In most countries, there's an access control component at the entrance areas, like a toll gate, kind of. Probably that's what's going to happen here as well. Probably, in capital letters and underlined. Probably. I don't know. But you'll tell me when you give me a call. Now, let's talk about the impounding part. Governor Sanwo-Olu is saying that if a truck is caught moving around the Apapa inner roads without a call-up or parked on the roads, that truck will be impounded. And that the owner will have to pay a hefty fine to get it out. And who's going to enforce this? Who's going to impound the trucks? He said that he's assigning 500 LASMA officers to work with FRSC, VIO, and the Port Authority. They're the ones who will seize the trucks. But there may be an issue there. Remember, the whole point of the electronic call-up is to remove enforcement decisions from human hands. Because now, imagine this scenario. Let's say that the fine, I'm not saying that that's what it is, but let's imagine that the fine for parking my truck on the inner roads is 400,000. And now I decide to park anyway. The task force shows up to impound my truck. I offer them 100,000 naira to share. Isn't there a chance that they may salute me, tell me, carry go, and go? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. The question I'm asking here is, can the electronic call-up decongest the roads leading to the port if it relies on a task force? Or will it only be limited to keeping the ports clear? And if so, what can we do to clear the inner route? What do you think about the governor's solution? 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're still going to talk about the plan of FRC to go after rickety vehicles. That's our final story. I'll give you details of that story very soon. But yeah, right now, let's talk about the ports. You can still talk about unsanitary conditions of the water that we're drinking in Lagos, the people who are packaging it, why they're packaging it, and the crackdown on unsanitary water factories here in Lagos. But first, let's talk to Harry in Ekweda. Hello, Harry. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, did you hear that contradiction? Electronic call-up system. Yes. In addition to road safety, in addition to VIO and whatever, they will still deploy 500 LASMA.
Mm.
And then it's the contradiction. Didn't they hear it when they even wrote the statement down? Sandra, quite honestly, it is because they know they haven't sensitized the truck drivers. That's the reason why they want to carry all these many, you know, law enforcement agents. Meanwhile, you call it electronic call-off system. Why won't you do the job of first sensitizing the truck drivers, all of them, in every language, especially in the Hausa language, Pidgin, Yoruba, and, you know, our indigenous dialect? Make sure that this sensitization meets them at their place of abode first, not in Lagos when they're already here to cause nuisance at their papa port. Why don't we do that? In fact, first and foremost, why are we not very, very strategic and scientific in our thinking? How about making sure that first, that rail line is first functional first? Then also making sure we dredge other seaports so that they can take big vessels and make sure they also have rail lines before they even become come into use, so that they won't face the same problem that our papa is facing. Why don't we think, why are we not pragmatic? Why? Sandra, it just beats me hollow. These people are supposedly educated. Why can't they do the most basic things? See, I know get power, I beg. Thank you.
Harry, thank you for calling me. 01465-7190. That number is for female callers. So if you're not female, please don't call that line. And we've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Let's take a look at the messages currently pouring in to WhatsApp. We've got this one here. It's the duty of the local government to ensure that the environs where the food or water sellers operate within is healthy. Please, what's the role of the so-called environmental sanitation officers in their respective local government areas? You make a very, very, very strong point, sir. Very valid point there. Helen says, the manufacturers are producing substandard water products because of money and greed to the detriment of their fellow humans. Most of the regulatory agents will also turn blind eyes because of money and not provide quality checks. We are our own enemies. Hi, Heading. Thank you very much for your message. Peter from Yenowere said, not today. Sandra, please help me tell Mr. Governor, not today. I don't take. Next topic, Jerry. All right. We've got Altine on the show. Thank you so much for calling us. What's your name? How do you say your name?
Altine, A-L-T-I-N-E. It's a northern name.
Oh, Altine. What does it mean? It's a beautiful name.
Yes. Yeah, someone born on a Monday.
Altine.
Okay, Monday is Altine. And so a child born on a Monday is called Altine. That is the female.
Altine.
If it's a male, it's Liti or, yes, or Liti.
Okay.
But I am Altine because I'm a lady.
Okay, Altine. Thank you so much for calling us. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Sandra. It's amazing how government thinks or how government works, because I don't get it. You are using an electronic system to get these people to before they bring in their truck, and yet you have 500 personnel of LASMA going there to do what, man? What are they going to do? It's not adding up, Peter. If you are using an electronic system, wherever the person is or wherever the truck is, you'll be able to let him know that, okay, your turn, it will be your turn on social time or social day. So you are expected to be on the road on that day. But if it's not your turn and you are on the road, for God's sake, if that means you should be empowered. So what is LASMA going to be doing there?
They are the ones that will impound it now. They are the ones that will enforce the impounding.
Must they be on the road? 500 of them to be on the road at that time. 500 of them being on the road. There will be a nuisance again now. There will be a nuisance as well, because, okay, if we are trying to clear off the road, we are expected with this system now, is expected that their roads should be moving. There should be street flow of traffic.
I don't think the 500 of them will be on the road at the same time. Maybe they will just be stationed.
Okay,
they will be posted there, maybe.
Okay, my thinking. If we are expecting, if we start using, we start this system, it's expected that there is a steady flow of traffic on that axis. Is that not it?
Yes.
So now, if for any reason there is no steady flow of traffic, then something is wrong. which means last man should go and find out. Maybe somebody is dropping the road. One of the trucks that is not supposed to be, or some of the trucks that are not supposed to be on duty that day are on the road, blocking the road.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Yes, I see what you mean.
Please, I beg, make them stop to the give people headaches. And people are in government, they don't know what to do. When they are not supposed to be in government, they will go and look for, they're looking for votes. They will cast votes for them, and then they will come and they will be disturbing the citizens again for to sing for them.
Altine, thank you very much for calling us. I love her name, Altine. All right, then, if you just joined the show, Lagos, we're talking about the Lagos State government's plan to go after trucks that block Apapa roads. It's one of the reasons why the port is congested and why it takes so long to clear goods. So the plan is that from Saturday, the electronic call-up system will start working at the ports. How they're supposed to work is if your truck wants to operate at the port that day, you drive to one of the legal parking structures, and when you get there, they register you on the call-up system and you wait. And then the operators at the port are also on the call-up system. So when they need to pick up a container, when they need a truck to pick up a container, they make the request on the call-up system. The call-up system sends an alert to the next truck in the queue, and they go on like that, first come, first serve. Then for people who want to drop off, you drive your truck to with the container to the parking structure, you sign up, you wait. Your container is matched to whoever is meant to pick it up inside the port facility. When they are ready, they'll use the call-up system and bring you in. That's how it's meant to work. Without that notification, how it's meant to work is that without the notification, you, the truck driver, you cannot access the ports. Now, to enforce this, to impound the vehicles, to seize the trucks that break this rule, Governor Somoli is saying that he's going to assign 500 LASMA officers to work with FIRC, VIO, and the NPA, the Port Authority, to seize the trucks. So if a truck is caught moving around the Apapa inner roads without a call-up or parked on the inner roads, that truck will be impounded and the owner will pay a hefty fine to get it out. So we're asking if you think it could work. Do you think that the electronic call-up could decongest the roads leading to the port if it relies on a task force? Or do you think it's only going to be limited to keeping the ports clear? 0700-993-993-993. I would really love if truck drivers can call at the moment, because this is also their business. So if you have business at the port, period, this is a great time for you to call because you have the best insight on this subject. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Let's talk to Pamela. Pamela is in Agidi. Hello, Pamela. Thanks for calling us.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
I want to comment on this Apapa
story. Go ahead.
Last month. Mm-hmm. I think I want to comment on this.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. You're live on the show. Go ahead.
Deployed 500 last month officer there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they want to open market for last month people to be collecting money. One. Secondly, have they started using scanner to check on products, or they are still doing manual?
Scanner to check the products inside the port?
Inside the containers.
Oh, I think it's still manual. Because
it's still manual. So there will still be traffic there.
Okay. As long as it's manual, there will still be traffic, she says.
There will still be traffic.
Pamela.
So I don't think he has actually solved any problem
there. Pamela, thank you very much for calling us. We'll take one final call and then I'll tell you about FRSC's plans to impound rickety vehicles. Onyeka, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling us.
This the last lady just said mound and said I opened a business for last month, other thing. You know Nigerian law, you can do it. It's very, very, very good. But Nigerian law is after 1 week, everything will come back. to number again, inside the country. Because
okay.
I was inside, yes, I was inside the not last 2 weeks. Yes, no, last week, precisely.
Okay.
When, because of the traffic there, see how those hoodlums, they break about 3 vehicles in my front.
Wow.
In front of me. They break the glass, they were robbing the vehicle owners there.
Wow.
The lady ran away, ran out of the her car because she could not resist the eyes of those hoodlums there.
Okay.
The ground.
Okay.
So Nigeria, if they can do it, it's very, very good. But Nigeria law is after 1 week.
They go relax again. Onyeka, thank you very much for calling. From crackdowns on water factories and at the port to a crackdown on rickety cars. Yes, you heard that right. Our third story is from the FRSC, the Federal Road Safety Corps. Corps Marshal Boboye Oyeyemi has given this directive nationwide. FRSC is to, quote, commence a nationwide arrest, impoundment, and prosecution of owners or operators, end quote. Now, what is a rickety vehicle? That directive did not specify. Also, is this legal? That's the big question being asked. Now, yes, there's a code for roadworthiness, and cars that don't meet the standard can be taken off the roads. But lots of Nigerians are asking if the FRSC has the right to arrest and prosecute people for having non-roadworthy cars on the road. So if you're a lawyer listening to the show, and I know that there are lots of lawyers who listen, I'm curious what you think of this story. But let's come back to that definition of rickety. What is rickety? Who determines whether a car is rickety or not? Because my car has some bashes that, you know, Lagos drivers have bashed. And when I turn the steering, it does ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. So some people will tell you that my car is rickety, you know? Who determines whether a car is rickety or not? Some Nigerians are worried that this will put lots of people at the mercy of officials who will extort them. And then there's the issue of enforcement. Can FRSC realistically enforce this rule? Because at the same time, FRC is saying that there's a big understandable reason for the directive. They're saying that substandard cars are causing accidents on our roads every day. They're endangering the lives of thousands of Nigerians. So the question has to be, is this a right step towards solving this problem? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 01465-7190. That's a number for female callers. 01465-7190. Emine is in Ikeja. Emine, thank you so much for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, yeah.
We've got three stories. Which one do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the arresting of rickety cars.
Do you have a rickety car?
I don't have. But see, I don't see reason in doing that because I think there's a section of the FRC that issues a roadworthiness
yes.
to cars.
Yes.
So why should you arrest a car or impound a car after issuing, road roadworthiness certificate to the car?
To the car. Hmm.
I mean, I think the best thing, the way to go is them not issuing license. If you know that a car is not worthy, you don't issue license. Not after, obtaining money from the road users and issuing license. Another agent of the government who come from behind to impound your car. Does that make any sense? Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to you. I don't know. Am I supposed to respond? I'm just listening to you.
So I think the way to go is them not issuing, roadworthiness to such vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the way to go is don't issue them roadworthiness, and if you see them on the road, you know they don't have roadworthiness, and then you can impound.
Yes, that's don't have it meant or not wanted to apply on the road.
On the road. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling us. So the caller who called earlier on to ask me, does this apply to Danfo? Well, is the Danfo Rickety or not? We've got 9 minutes until it's 4 o'clock and lots of messages on WhatsApp. Sandra, government is coming to check those who produce pure water. I just laugh, Sha. Have they tarred the roads? How much liters of water have they provided for Lagosians? Pure water is a failure of the same government to provide water themselves. Shikina, thank you very much for your message. Afolabi in Festac, hello, thank you for calling us.
Yes, I want to speak on, I'm Afolabi from Festac.
Yes, I know. Welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to speak on the Rickety
Rickety vehicles.
Rickety vehicles. I just want to say this. If the goods are good, you can't say you find Rickety on the street. When you go to some area, before getting at that area, your vehicle is already it's false. And when you come to some area, you see that.
Afolabi?
What justification do you want to say by that? When the government has not defined the road and you are complaining about the Rickety bank, when you buy a car today and tomorrow the car, you go to one area, the area you go to spoil the car. How do you want to talk about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Afolabi, for calling. Raymond Lasisi says, as good as this directive is, it is an initial gra-gra. After a while, it will be business as usual. Nigerian laws are only effective for a month. Nothing again is heard of it. All right, Lasisi Raymond, thank you for your message. Sandra, please, are the roads vehicle worthy in the first place? Someone's asking on WhatsApp. Samuel says, who will arrest the police? Their cars are not roadworthy. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your message. Let's go to Twitter. We've got lots of comments on Twitter as well. Odion says, after all, the water has gone in and out of our body systems. This is how they take public health safety as child's play and to make money out of it like scavengers. Ernest Orji on Twitter says, the truth is that regulatory agencies are to blame for the non-compliance of GMP by water factories. They don't carry out routine inspections as at when due. Even if they do, they don't inspect thoroughly. Ernest Orji, thanks for your message. Preside 1982 says, people just buy the small sealing machines, buy already made sachets and fetch any water bottle seals, sell to the public as if they were produced under sanitized conditions. Most of these heinous practices are carried out in police or military barracks. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at more messages coming in on Twitter. We have... Okay, that one's not for me. So let me come back to the phone lines. But I think we have to take a break very soon. So let's not take a phone call that will end very, very quickly. Let's instead take a look at one final WhatsApp message, right? So WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sandra, I stay in Ojota area of Lagos for the past 2 years. We don't have water. How will people cope? Good question.
Talk, news, and sports after this.
One thing, I'm loving you strong. Plenty fidelity. Me, I know, go never leave. Love you, one thing. I'm loving you strong. Plenty fidelity. Me, I know, go never leave. Baby, I love you like that.
I'm going Cupid for you.
I go fight everybody for you. I go fly.
I'm going Cupid for you.
Baby, now you know the lie.
I'm going Cupid for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Call me General Overdo. There is nothing that I won't do.
Baby, I love you like that.
I'm going Cupid for you.
I go fight everybody for you. I go fly.
I'm going Cupid for you.
Baby, now you know be like.
I'm going Cupid for you. Call me General Overdo. There is nothing that I won't do.
This Valentine's Day, do something Cupid.
We are Fidelity. We keep our word.
Babes, your design is so fine. Who did it?
I did.
What hurts you?
Anti-digital concert did.
Wow!
Yes! Learn graphic and web design, multimedia and animation, coding, AutoCAD, 3D Max, and more at Hantech Digital Consult. Enroll today to increase your productivity and income earnings. Register. Visit HantechDigitalConsult.com/registration and email info@HantechDigitalConsult.com or call 081-6537-2321 and online at Hantech Digital. Hurry now!
Hantech Digital Consult. IT training for Generation Next.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
We've got three stories on today's Big Three. I told you that the Lagos State Government sealed some water factories because they did not meet sanitary conditions. Then we talked about the Lagos State Government planning to impound trucks parked illegally on Apapa roads. And then we talked about FRSC planning to impound all rickety vehicles. Which story do you want to talk about? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That number is for women. Don't call that number if you're not a woman. The other number is for men. Don't call that number if you're not a man. Let's give everybody equal access, equal opportunity. We've got Gloria on the line. Oh, Glory, actually, not Gloria. Glory, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra. I'm
welcome
fine.
To the show.
And how are you too?
I'm all right.
Okay. I want to talk about the first story you were talking about, the pure water that the government said they want to impound.
They've already sealed some. Mm.
I know. How many will do? And I thought of so many. At least I have about four that I can even point it to.
Mm.
All what they do, they'll get some tank. Well, some try to maybe do some sanitation or do some cleaning there.
Mm.
But the question that I would like to ask is that, what job has government provided, especially Lagos State, for those people that are doing this pure water? They have to look inward before they decided that they want to go out. I know it's not hygienic for many people to drink, but what can we do? No water in Lagos State? So many places are not even having water. So many survive with that. But before they go out, let them, first of all, think of what. Are they going in for the truth or just to fill their pocket? That's my question.
All right, Glory. Thank you very much for calling. Glory says, work no day to begin with. So how dare you say you want to do this? Lagos, we'll take one final call and then switch gears to the glass ceiling. 99.3.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Ike.
Ike, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, okay. Good evening or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The situation in Latin America is terrible, my sister. You see some of them dug their borehole just near the soccer way and all this stuff.
Mm. Wow, and near the soccer way, Ike.
I'm telling you, tell them to come to Latin America.
Mm.
There are so many boreholes, you know, untreated, nothing. They say, call pure water. You know, see, they're distributing it. Oh, duh.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Get mad, get going to traffic, Bikun.
Oh, you get traffic, but they what? They're don't know where this thing came from. It's obvious, the thing they have. And, I know when I catch you.
Gonna be small, though.
I'm going to be one name.
Oh. Thank you for calling me. All right, Lagos, let's bring you business news. After the business news, we'll bring you glass ceiling, as always, for Wednesday. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.